kind words will come back to you most of the time. If you speak harsh words, you're going to create a contentious situation and you're going to cause an explosion. Amen. I'm talking about words. What are you saying with your mouth? Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A person's words can be life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are as refreshing as a bubbling brook. You know, just saying a good, kind word can cause a heart to be glad. If you just tell somebody, oh, you're looking nice today, God bless you, those things cause people to flourish. So we want our words to cause people to flourish. We don't want to be causing anybody any harm. Amen? And sometimes we do it without thinking. The next thing is, why is the tongue powerful? The tongue is a doorway of life for our body, soul, and spirit. Not only is it designed to fuel our bodies, it also has the power to nourish our soul and spirit. You have to speak encouraging words to yourself every day. You can't wait on somebody to tell you, girl, you look good. You need to know you look good. The word of God say we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So I believe if you say those words to yourself, you're going to start to feel like that. You're going to start to act like that. You're going to start to walk like that. So those are the kind of things that we need to say continually over ourselves, and then say encouraging words to other people. You never know where people are hurting, and you never know what words can cause people to go over or to come under. Amen. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in the image of God. Did y'all get that? Because this was eye-opening to me to just do this today. We curse people, and then we praise God out one side of our mouth. And the thing about it is, God made the human being. God made us all. We have the breath of life from God in our bodies. So when you go and criticize somebody and say something ugly to somebody, you are harming yourself as well as that individual. Amen? This is just something we need to get in our spirits. Our words carry power. They can either be encouraging or discouraging. They can be uplifting or they can be destroying. So we need to learn how to speak what the word of God says concerning us. Amen? Amen. Because a lot of times we get in our flesh and we say the wrong thing very quickly. We don't take time to breathe and calm down and let whatever said go over your head, and then realize sometime you can answer if you need to and sometime you don't need to. We don't need to answer everything. A lot of times we answer stuff off the cuff. You know, they made me mad and I just said this. But you never know the repercussions and the consequences of saying stuff off the cuff. Amen? Think about it. If God had to did things off the cuff, we'd be in trouble. Amen? Do words have power? I just said they do. Words have power. They're meaning crystallized perceptions that shape our belief. In other words, you can say something with your mouth and it'll create an instant picture in your mind. Amen? You know, we can say, oh, I'm going to the beach. And I'm going to sit on the beach and the water is going to be blue and it's going to be cool and crystal. That picture is formed in your mind. So we have to understand what we say forms pictures in our mind, shapes our belief, what we say, what we believe, how we act. You can sit at home and watch TV and Burger King will flash a commercial about how good Big Mac is. And if you don't be careful, before you realize it, you have a desire to go get the Big Mac and had never even thought about it. You get up off your couch, get in your car, and go get a Big Mac. That's the power of words, people. Advertisers do it all the time. They suggest things and we go get things because we see it on the TV. Amen. It drives our behavior and ultimately creates our world. The power arises from our emotional response when we read, speak, or hear those words. Amen. Satan can use our tongue to cause division, putting others down, bragging, false teaching, extravagant, complaining, or just flat out lying. I'm going to say that again. Satan can use our tongue to cause division, putting others down, bragging, false teaching, extravagation, complaining, or just flat out lying. I think we're living in a time that these kind of things is happening on all the time, on every corner, on every social media. You see people putting out all kind of negative things. That's one of the reasons we got great divisions in this country today. Amen. It only takes a few words to hurt someone. Wounds heal, but they leave scars that never disappears. The tongue has the power of life and death. The stakes are high. I'm saying it again. Gossip and false teaching are no different. It's been said that great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss people. Amen. The church that James is writing about here in James 3, 1 through 12 says, was full of small-minded people who gossip about each other and tore one another apart with their tongues. Aren't we kind of guilty of that, folks, in our churches? We are quick to avoid the sins of murder, stealing, and drunkenness, you know. But we often assassinate fellow believers and leave a trail of destruction by the way we use our tongue. It can heal or it can destroy. It can deliver or keep you in bondage. Amen. Husbands have stabbed their wives with words that are sharp as knives. Wives have lashed out with tongues that slice and dice. Parents have devastated their children by repeating negative words like venom. And children have exploded at their parents with words that level the entire family like a bomb. If you and I launch verbal destruction, those words will have devastating consequences on others. And Proverbs 21 and 23 says, he who guards his mouth and tongue keep himself from calamity. The tongue can express or repress, offend or befriend, affirm or alienate, build or belittle, comfort or criticize, delight or destroy. Sticks and stones will break our bones, but words will never hurt us. We've all heard that, but we all know that is not true. Psychological pain is much worse than physical pain. More people are hurt by our careless words that we think and bear. More people are hurt by our careless words that we think and bear scars from them. You know, I have a burn on my feet here that I happened to do when I was like 18 years old. I dropped hot water, hot grease on that. Do you know I am now in mature age and the scar is still there? The pain is not there anymore, but the scar is there. So that's what I mean when I say words can leave scars. What you speak to a person when they're a child sometimes grows up with them in their whole lives. And not only that, words can break our hearts and spirits. These scars are on their heart and they influence our lives. They influence our decisions. But a broken spirit caused by words of death isn't easily repaired. How many people have you or I maimed or killed with our words? Do your words build or destroy? So how do we tame our tongue? Do you know that the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters, one for every day of the month? Nearly every chapter of Proverbs has something to say about the tongue. That is so amazing. I mean, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of exploring the Word of God for the light to come on. I read Proverbs all the time, but I never ever saw the 31s like I did today. There is a chapter in Proverbs that you can read every day that has something to say about the tongue, something to say about what you say and the consequences of what you say. God is so good to us. He makes it so easy for us to stay in touch with him if we want to be in touch with him. Amen. But, you know, we all have a lot of excuses about why we don't have time to read the word of God. We have time for everything else, people. Just think about it. Through the course of your day, you have time for everything else. You make time for things that are important to you. As people of God, men and women of God, I think we need to reevaluate what we're saying with our mouths and go and read Proverbs 31 every day and get some insight as to what we are saying to people, how we are responding to people, why we respond the way we respond. Let's learn to respond in love and peace and kindness to all people because God loves us all. Amen. So today, I am saying that I'm going to start reading Proverbs 31 every day because it's easy. For every day of the month, there's a chapter. Just read it, receive it, believe it, and go and be victorious in your life. Let our words heal. Let our words encourage and not discourage. Let our words speak the truth and don't tell a lie. You have the power to tell the truth or tell a lie. So let's choose to tell the truth. Even though it might hurt sometimes, it's always beneficial for us and other people for us to tell the truth all the time. Praise or criticize. Let's learn how to praise each other. Give accolades to each other because there is something good in everybody. All we have to do is look and see. Amen. Thank you for your time and God bless everyone.
Father God, we come to you today committing to you in the name of Jesus. We turn from speaking idle words and foolish talking things that are contrary to our true desire to ourselves and to others. Your word says the tongue defiles, that the tongue set on fire the course of nature, that the tongue set on fire of hell. In the name of Jesus, we submit to godly wisdom that might learn our tongue to speak. We are determined that hell will not set our tongues on fire. We renounce, reject, and repent of every word that has ever proceeded out of our mouth against you, God, in your operation. We cancel its power and dedicate our mouth to speaking excellent and right things in the name of Jesus. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, who set the course of our life for obedience, for abundance, for wisdom, for health, and for joy. We set a course over our mouth. O Lord, keep watch over the door of our lips, that the words of our mouths and the deeds shall forth your righteousness and your salvation. In the name of Jesus, we propose to God our mouth and our tongue that we might keep ourselves from calamity. They produce good things in our life and in the lives of others because we choose words for our lips and will for your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT. KQJO.
This is KAYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church.
and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family.